How about this, Bill?
Beautiful.
Are we going to keep this going through the whole rest of the show
today? The whole rest of the show. Guys, that's sensational.
This was so amazing. Let us officially introduce to you the Mariachi Heritage Foundation. Do I have to the rest of that?
Yeah, you have to finish it, but just be warned, whenever you say the name of their group, the Mariachi Heritage Foundation, they say si, senor.
Excuse me, honoré señorita?
Oh, can you alter that just a little bit to make Wendy feel better? The Heritage, Mariachi Heritage
Foundation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Si, senora.
Oh, senora.
Yeah,
what's
that's better.
Senora
is probably the best.
That's better.
Okay, I took French in high school. It hasn't helped me at all for today. I should have taken Espanol. Cesar Maldonado is the president of the Mariachi Heritage Foundation, and you must be very proud of these kids
right now. Extremely, extremely proud.
They range in age. I believe we wanted to know the youngest player. Why don't you tell us who the youngest player is?
Our youngest player is one of our vihuela players. He's in sixth grade. His name is Daniel Bautista.
Can we say hi to you?
Daniel, that sounded so good. And Daniel, how old are you? You're 12? Very nice.
12 years old.
12 years old.
He's a little shy one.
His instrument is larger than he is.
All right. And I didn't realize that there were so many different sizes of acoustic guitars. These are a particular type. Are these mariachi guitars?
They are. They're the Mexican folkloric instruments. There's a big guitar that's our bass guitar.
So that's almost like an upright bass sound-wise, but it's a little smaller. It's bigger than a guitar, but smaller than an upright bass.
Exactly.
Acoustic bass? Is that what it is?
Acoustic bass, exactly. And then the five-string little guitar is called the Vihuela Mexicana, and that's our rhythm guitar. And then we have the classical guitar as well that keep the rhythm of the ensemble going.
This is amazing. Okay, we have 12-year-old Danielle. Is that
we do.
And who is the oldest member of the group?
We have a couple seniors. We have three seniors, two from Lane Tech High School and one from Whitney Young High School.
And how old are you girls?
17.
That's still young. I mean, I say the oldest, but seriously.
Right.
So tell us a little about how the Mariachi Heritage Foundation. I'm waiting. Oh, you guys are not.
It's been a long
ready.
Day for the group. Right?
It's been a long day. We've been at it since 4:30 this morning.
Wow. You guys aren't
It's a great day for us.
But you're not going to be able to celebrate Cinco de Mayo because you're going to be so tired by 2 this afternoon.
And then we still have to go do homework.
Homework.
The good news, no school today, right? Si, senora.
Yes.
What's the difference, by the way, between senorita and senora? Am I too old to be a senorita?
It's age. It's really marriage. If you're married, then you're a señora. If you're still single, it's señorita.
Sometimes I wish I was a senior. all right, tell us the history of the Mariachi Heritage Foundation.
Sure. We started about 4 years ago, and we started a program, a curricular-based program in the schools. We're in 7 schools currently teaching mariachi as part of the general curriculum.
Yeah.
And we're in schools that are predominantly Latino-based in the southwest side of the city. And these are schools that didn't have music programs before. Wow. So after 2 years of instructing music on a full-time basis, some of these kids really took it to the next level. And we started identifying extremely good talent within the schools. So earlier this year, at the beginning of this year, we decided to form an all-city ensemble program where any student from Chicago Public Schools can audition and be admitted into one of the programs. So we did our first audition in February, had about 140 kids, and we accepted 70 kids. And the kids that are here today are students that form the advanced ensemble. And our grades in this group range from 6th to 12th grade.
I have goosebumps.
Congratulations, guys. That's quite a feat to pull off. Very, very nice.
It is. Very proud of them.
So they already had some musical training. They didn't learn these instruments from being in the group. They already had they had some knowledge.
They came with a tremendous know-how. Yeah. A lot of them are in orchestra programs. There's some of them are in band programs and other mariachi programs. Thanks to them and to their families that have really taken an interest in music. And a lot of these kids, we have Angelica, for example, has been playing violin almost 10 years now.
Tremendous.
So it's kind of cool to put them together and celebrate our culture, our tradition in the form of mariachi music.
So is it true that this Mariachi Heritage Foundation was founded 2013?
2013, that's correct.
And since that time, more than 1,700 students have taken part in this program?
Yep, we have currently 1,700 students in our seven schools that are going to mariachi class at least three times a week. So it's a curriculum-based program. They get a grade. Attendance is expected, et cetera. So they're graded just like they are in math and reading.
And isn't music fun, you guys?
Yes.
A lot.
I mean, yeah. I know there's pressure. They've been on the TV stations this morning. They're coming here on a radio station. They're going to be on TV this afternoon. Yeah. It's pressure. But it's fun pressure, isn't it? Don't you get like an adrenaline rush before you're going to play?
You know, our first performance was last weekend for the Chicago White Sox. We played the national anthem. The first time the kids wore their new suits that were delivered from Guadalajara, Mexico, custom-made just for them.
They're beautiful.
Great performance at the White Sox. The video on social media went nuts. It went viral. We're just really proud of them, proud of young students embracing their culture, embracing their traditions, and playing this music.
Do any of you hope to go into this professionally, like when you're done, like have a career in music when you're done with this? Yeah, you do. Many of you do. It's not easy. Did you ever hear of One Direction? I was in that group for a while.
It's not easy.
It's not an easy lifestyle.
He is a liar. I want to know how much kids practice. I have two kids. One plays guitar. One starting to play the drums. Do you guys really practice as much as you should?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do,
how often?
Don't they?
About every day? Do you do every day?
Yes.
Every day. That's a lot. That's a lot of commitment.
That's so fun. We're going to take a quick break. Why don't you give Cesar Maldonado is in... Cesar. That's better.
Yes.
Cesar Maldonado, president of the Mariachi Heritage Foundation, in the studio. The website is mariachiheritagefoundation.org. And you also have a Facebook page?
We do. We do. We're very active on Facebook, Mariachi Heritage Foundation.
And if parents are listening that do want their kids to take part in the mariachi program, all the information can be found on either the Facebook page or the website, correct?
Yes, and we'll have another audition for this ensemble in September once the next school year starts. We're going to Disney World at the end of June. We've been invited to perform at Disney World, so this group's going to be performing.
How exciting is that? Wow.
There. And then our big event, June 26th at Millennium Park, is the second annual Chicago Mariachi Festival that features this group as well.
That's great.
How about we take a quick break and we'll come back? Will you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
Si, senora.
Si, senora.
Come on, you said you were going to say it, but Mariachi Heritage Foundation.
We'll be back.
Si, senora.
Oh, beautiful. Well done, everybody. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy and the Mariachi Heritage Foundation.
Si, senora.
Absolutely, on WGN.
All right, we are back in action. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder.
The Mariachi Heritage Foundation is with us. Don't let them scare you. They just tend to do that when you say their names.
You know, can I just tell you, I have never been a teacher, but I want to be a teacher just so in unison people will say something back to me. That was really cool, you guys.
That was great. That was great. Cesar Maldonado, the president of the Mariachi Heritage Foundation, is also with us. And I couldn't help but notice all these kids are here and they're doing a great job. They're all between the ages of 12 and 17, Cesar. But there's one little boy in the back who almost looks a little older to me. Is it possible that that little guy in the back could be more than 17 years old?
He is one of our teaching artists.
Oh, he is.
Okay, yeah, talk into that microphone.
And
you're
microphone.
More of a teacher, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He does look a little older.
Just
not
a
much.
A couple years older. I wasn't sure.
Danny, could you just say hi to us? Come on, right into that microphone.
Hi.
That's perfect.
Because everybody's saying, you know, you're the youngest one, so they protect you, I hope. And they also say you're a little shy. So, say Happy Cinco de Mayo or something, just to prove to them you're not.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That was perfect. Si, senor.
All right, and we have Suli, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, how old are you, Suli?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old. What a beautiful young lady. All you people look so much older than you really are. You're professional musicians.
How about that?
Yeah.
What instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
How many years have you been playing?
I've been playing for 9.5 years already.
That's fantastic. Seriously?
Yeah, I started in kindergarten.
Oh, wow. So somebody in your family early on, I don't know if your mom or dad, are they into music? Nobody
no.
in the family is.
First generation.
Really? They must be extremely proud, are they?
Yes,
yeah?
They are
I would
very
think
proud.
So.
There's something about watching your kids play a musical instrument. I mean, a lot of people's kids are into sports, but just seeing the musicianship you guys have is really amazing. Do you guys get goosebumps when you hear really good music? Because I do.
Yes.
Sure.
You have us all covered in goosebumps, and we're hoping you'll do it again. Will you guys do another song for us?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll talk to, while you guys are getting set up, Cesar Maldonado, president for the Mariachi Heritage Foundation. I love this. I want to be a preacher or a teacher right now because this was really fun.
Sure.
Is there anything that we need to know about this particular selection they will be playing?
Sure. So this is the national anthem of Mexico, the other national anthem of Mexico, which is El Son de la Negra. It's a son jalisciense. And features a lot of the rhythmic instruments as well as the kids will be singing.
Okay.
And then you'll hear the nice melody in the, on violins.
And we have to stand for this because it's the national anthem and remove our sombreros.
It's the unofficial national anthem. It's the mariachi anthem of Mexico.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. Very
so
nice.
So we can sit.
We can sit.
You
for
can
this.
Sit and all enjoy right. and all enjoy right. the kids.
Mariachi Heritage Foundation live here on WGN Radio. Smiling,
wow.
And I cannot stop stomping my feet. I can't keep still during that. That was awesome.
Unbelievable.
They're great for the day?
Yep.
A+?
A+, easily. So good, you guys. You should be very proud of yourselves. What a great job.
And congratulations to you, Cesar Maldonado, president of the Mariachi Heritage Foundation.
Si, senor!
That's beautiful.
This is so fun. Can you guys just stay all day? This is the most respect I've ever gotten in my life.
And if you need a triangle player, you have my number. Call me. I mean it.
Give us your website and your Facebook information again.
Sure thing. Facebook, Mariachi Heritage Foundation. And then our website is mariachiheritagefoundation.org. Anyone interested, we do have a fundraiser going on next Friday, May 13th at the National Museum of Mexican Art. $25 donation, and kids will play. And then check us out at Millennium Park on June 26th for the second annual Mariachi Festival, as well as Disney World at the end of June.
You all looking forward to that a bit? Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
Do they let the guitars and violins on the rides? Or no, you have
probably
to
check them. You got to check them at the door.
It's interesting. We teach our students to take very, very good care of their instruments.
Good, you should.
And these are all your own instruments. These are expensive.
They are, especially the Mexican folkloric instruments that we have to get imported from Mexico.
Yep.
Absolutely beautiful. Yep. You guys did a fantastic job.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The rest of your Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you so much.
Mariachi Heritage Foundation.
Si, senor!
Love the sound of that.
Gracias.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
So much. News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.